In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When righteousness takes pride as its companion, it makes demonic what had just a moment before been godlike. That is what the Blessed Theophylact says about the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. There is no question that the Pharisee is righteous. We can take him at his word that he does all of the things that he says that he does, and that he is never someone who does something that is immoral. But he does these things as himself, in his pride. He thanks God that he is who he is, and not someone else. He is proud of his strength and his ability to do all the good things that he does, and to be able to resist doing any of the things that he does not do. Now we might think, as often as we've heard this parable, that the Pharisee does all of the righteous things, and the publican, because after all he admits that he is a sinner, does no righteous thing, and indulges himself in all manner of wicked things, because doesn't he call himself a sinner? But this parable isn't about righteousness and unrighteousness. It isn't about righteousness as opposed to sin. This parable is about pride and humility. The difference between the Pharisee and the publican has to do with pride and humility, not with righteousness. It is entirely possible that the publican is equally as righteous as the Pharisee, as far as the things that he does. It is possible to be as righteous as the Pharisee indeed and have the humility of the publican. And that is what this parable is about. Our reading, our understanding of the parable may be distorted by the fact that we may have grown up in a way of misunderstanding Christianity, where our incapacity to act in harmony, in synergy with God, is emphasized. Orthodox believe that that is not true. We are called to act in harmony and sympathy with God. We are called to act as partners with Him. If we are going to be true human beings, there's no other way. It's not a question of either I am able to be righteous out of my own strength, or I am damned as a sinner because I have chosen out of my own authority to sin, or Adam chose on his own to sin, and we are all sinners because of it, and so we are damned because of it. We are damned sinners, and we can only be saved by Christ's sacrifice on the cross, and there is no way that we can participate. That's not how we understand the Christian faith, not at all. We understand God as having come into this world in order to make it possible for us to participate in His divine life. And every time that we do any good thing, it is by participation with Him. It isn't on our own. It isn't because of my strength that I do good things. Now, I may do good things based on my own strength, but if I do, what has it got to do with God? When righteousness is accompanied by pride, it is demonic, according to Theophylact. The parable is about pride and humility. Pride is the enemy of Christ, and this parable is his attack on pride, the pride of even the righteous. Now, the publican doesn't tell us anything about what he does, except that he is a sinner. But he's not saying he's a sinner according to that way of understanding sin that means that we are damned because of original sin, and that is now our condition, so that we are unable to do anything in cooperation with God. That isn't the way that he is calling himself a sinner. He is saying that I, when I rely on myself, I know that I have to be humble, that it's my only way of being able to even stand here at a distance from God in humility and call out for mercy, because I need the mercy of God in order to be able to do whatever I do. Things that I do not dare say are good in my own eyes. I need God's mercy, God's grace, God's divine energies to descend upon me. He has come into the temple out of the world in which he lives as a publican. His daily concern has to do with the things of the world. And he is humbled by the fact that he, a publican who deals daily with the things of the world, they are the things that are constantly before him. Not remembrance of God, but focus on the work that he does in the world. He comes out of that world, he comes into the presence of God, and he is humbly reverent in the presence of God, the source of any possibility of his doing good and being a righteous man in the world, in his calling that is a worldly calling. And so it is appropriate for him that he be humble in the presence of God. It is so wildly inappropriate for someone to come into the presence of God, come right up close to him, which the publican does not do. He stands, we are told, afar off, not even raising his eyes up to heaven. Theophylact says that the publican does not think of himself as being worthy of seeing the kingdom of God, does not think himself worthy of seeing the divine vision. The Pharisee, were he a Christian, which he obviously is not, he might be tempted to be greedy to see the vision of God, to add it to all of the rest of the things that he has been able to accomplish by his strength. He might, when he prays, pray for the strength to be able to do more things from his own strength. That simply is not our relationship to God. Theophylact says that pride is contempt for God. Pride is contempt for God. Someone who has contempt for God despises others as inferior. Not because they think about it, but because it comes along with the pride. It comes along with the contempt for God. When we are proud, we look at others and we see that they all fall short of us. We judge them. We condemn them. And the judging and the condemning strengthens us in our pride, and our contempt for God increases. The Pharisee stands close before God and offers up to him his contempt for God in his own temple. He is blind to the fact that he is condemning himself in the very presence of God. The publican is exactly the opposite. He knows his life in the world, and he knows that he only is able to do whatever good he is able to do, whatever choosing not to do what he ought not to do because of the grace of God. We live as Christians by the grace of God, not by our own strength. And neither do we want to go all the way to the other extreme and consider ourselves sinners by nature, incapable of doing good. The publican does good by the grace of God. He does good humbly. He does good without pride. When we think on the things that we have done, it is possible to confess to God the times when we have missed the mark and be more concerned than anything else about polishing our own respect for ourselves. If we begin at a baseline of pride and contempt for God as God, not recognizing that we cannot be who we are without a right relationship to him. Then we can even be like the Pharisee and come before God and confess that we need some improvement. Would he please make us more able to do the right thing? He won't, because if he did, we'd only become more proud. So this is the lesson that we get from the parable that Jesus tells of the publican and the Pharisee. The lesson is that we need to reject our own pride. And how can we do that? Whenever we see ourselves thinking less of another person, whenever we see ourselves judging another person, whenever we see ourselves feeling as though someone doesn't measure up to what they should be, we have to convict ourselves of pride and ask God's forgiveness and use the publican's prayer. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, so that we can maintain the proper relationship between ourselves as human beings who are capable of doing good in the world because of our love of God, not because of our love for ourselves, not because of our overblown self-respect that goes beyond the self-respect we should all have for ourselves as human beings, as moral agents of God in the world. We should have enough respect for ourselves to reject what is evil as unworthy, not of ourselves, but unworthy of God, who is our Lord. By our life in the world, we constantly get hints as to our spiritual condition, how we deal with others. If we think little of them, less of them, and more of ourselves, we have to ask God to forgive us for our contempt of him and our despising them. That is the spiritual condition the publican is in when he comes into the temple. That's why he stands far off. That's why he can't raise up his eyes, because he is in the presence of the Holy One, whose goodness dissolves all unrighteousness when we come before him in love. God, have mercy on me. And Jesus says, this is the one that goes down made the way he ought to be, made just and true, justified. To be justified isn't to be justified under some kind of divine version of human law of condemnation. The publican is the one who goes down made whole, made in the way that we are supposed to be in relationship to God, humbled. That's what it means to be made whole. Not to be made whole in some kind of self-regarding, prideful way that depends on our own strength, that Satan desires but cannot have because it is an impossibility, but made whole by our humble relationship to God, who is the source of our life, and as St. Paul says, whose strength is made perfect in us by our weakness. And so St. Paul says that he glories in his infirmities. All of the shortcomings that he has are areas where he has so little that there is a great deal for God to fill up. If we are already full of ourselves, then God has nothing to give to us. There is no way that we can participate in his strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. His strength is made perfect in our humility. That is the lesson of the Pharisee and the publican. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.